Almost live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show, featuring Mel Gelbart and Larry Mead. Now, from one end of his cheap IKEA couch, here's Nate.
And welcome back to another episode of the Nate Darling Show. Hello, everybody. Hi, Mel.
Hi.
Larry is somewhere between here and the Daytona 500. Not on fire, though, so that's good. Last place he checked in from was Nashville. So.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Nashville Larry.
Sounds like the Daytona was wet and fiery.
And then it was on fire, and then it just kept going. I don't even know, because I texted him on Monday saying, are you even going to be able to see the race? And his response was, they've moved it back to 7 p.m. I don't know. And when I got back from rehearsal from In Your Facebook last night at 9 o'clock, I turned on the TV, and there were still 40 laps to go, and that would be midnight Eastern time. So.
Yeah, John Cena had to leave early so he could make Raw.
Oh.
He was at the Daytona 500. He had to leave early.
Very good. The voice you hear is that of Nick Pettigrew joining
us. Hey, everybody.
Sitting in for Larry. But Nick didn't come alone this time. He brought a significant other.
Mm-hmm. I always come with her.
Oh. Zinger.
Sometimes he doesn't.
Now I'm sad.
Michaela Smith joins us as well. It's a four-person podcast. We're having a four-way tonight.
Yeah.
Pretty
sexy.
Cool. So, hey, welcome in, everybody.
It's nice to have a little extra estrogen in the room for once.
Larry brings plenty of estrogen into the room.
It's different.
It is. It's a nice balance, though,
mm-hmm.
because it's the third leg of our isosceles triangle. I know triangles don't have legs, but I'm just saying. It's a metaphor.
Uh-huh.
It's not a metaphor, but it's just what I'm saying. The show today is sponsored by our Nate Darling Show store at Zazzle.com/Nate Darling Show. Get your own apparel, pimp the show, be the first kid on your block to have a Nate Darling Show t-shirt. And any t-shirt you want, you can put it on anything. It's really cool. Oscars. I want to talk about the Oscars really quick because on Sunday after the show, I sat down with a couple of my other friends and did a bonus show talking about the Oscars themselves. So if you want more details on that, we've got that.
Was it a bunch of guys talking about the Oscars?
It was three guys. It was myself, Jason Knight, who came in and took pictures of J.D. Knight Films, and my friend Hootie joined me via telephone, and we waxed on about not the actual movies, but the show is about the TV show, The Oscars.
I'm guessing you didn't go on about like how beautiful Michelle Williams' dress was.
No, there was really not a lot of that. We did mention Angelina Jolie and her leg.
Her leg, yes.
Her leg, which has its own Twitter feed now.
Right? It was prominently featured.
I've missed so much. What happened with her leg?
Okay, so Angelina Jolie had the sexiest black tight dress, but it had a slit almost up to her hoo-hoo.
Oh, okay.
And when she was on the red carpet, she was like making sure she was standing with her hand on her hip and her leg sort of out of the dress, so it was very sexy. But then when she got on stage to present, she made this whole big show of doing the same thing and making sure like everybody saw that she was posing with her leg out. And she acknowledged it. She kind of giggled when she did it. Well, then when she gave the award, the guys came up and then they mocked her pose.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all very about Angelina's sexy leg. I don't know what her point was except to maybe show she's still a badass.
She's still hot even though she's
a
mom.
Yeah.
Of 20 adopted children.
The other thing that was really funny about Angelina to me, or her and Brad was that Billy Crystal was making some jokes about people in the audience at one point, and he said something about, I can tell what everybody's thinking, and they panned to different people in the crowd, and like he went to Morgan Freeman and he did like a minute of Shawshank kind of redemption sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then he went to Angelina and said, Billy Jelena would be a great name for a kid or something. And I'm like, Billy, shouldn't it be Brad? It wasn't Billy Bob, her old. It seemed like it was a Billy Bob reference.
I think
no.
It was a Billy Crystal reference.
It was a Billy Crystal reference.
His
Billy
name
wants
is Billy.
To get up
because I think it was not funny to me because all I could think of was, it's awkward. It's Billy Bob. Like, that's awkward because that's her ex. And then it seemed awkward to me. And it seemed like nobody else was really getting it.
You should have said this to us before we got on the podcast.
Why?
It's embarrassing now.
To me?
Yes.
I don't think so. I think it could. I think people could have misconstrued it either way because our ex is Billy Bob. So I think Billy Jelena seemed like it was a little weird.
Wouldn't that be Billy Bob Jelena now?
Well, that's a lot of words, though. That's a lot of letters.
William Robert.
Well, but it made me uncomfortable. I thought it was a sort of a weird thing to say.
I thought that was fantastic, by the way, because if I do that to Mel, she punches me.
It's
She'll
true.
Punch me.
I'll get her later. I'll get her later.
So
she's nice about it when she mocks me.
I came to the realization.
Am I?
Oh, maybe not.
She just told you how embarrassed you should have been because of what you said.
Thanks a lot.
You're so
I supported you though, Mel.
So
I think you should.
What have I done to deserve this?
You motherfuckers.
I thought you were so happy I was here just a minute ago.
It was.
You're never invited back. You're officially banned.
That's the first official banning we've ever
had. Right.
I feel so special.
I came to the realization yesterday about the whole Angelina thing. It reminded me of, and Nick, you'll identify this, when you're a kid and you have action figures and you want to stand them up, but you can't stand them up like people because if you put them their feet next to each other, even at shoulder width, they're going to fall over.
Yeah.
So you have one that you put out at a weird angle out in front, and that's exactly what it looked like to me.
Rubber legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she really needs to do something about not being quite so stick thin, because her arms, the camera adds 10 pounds, and her arms look like matchsticks. I was worried.
She doesn't look as gross as Madonna.
No.
Yeah. Hey, we can't talk about Madonna.
Madonna looks pretty gross. You have to admit
but
that.
She looked like somebody like stapled leather to like a doll. It's terrifying.
We watched the Super Bowl, and the whole time we were just making fun of Madonna. It made me so mad.
She looks disgusting.
You can't talk
she
about
kept
Madonna
doing stuff.
That
she's
way.
Like, look at how young and spry I am.
She did push ups, for God's sake.
It's amazing.
Tired. Yeah, but just because you can doesn't mean you should.
There,
you know?
That's.
Don't be mad that
a great
you
point.
Can't do those moves that Madonna does.
And I won't try. You won't see me out there doing that.
Exactly. He knows better. So the Oscars, I thought the show was actually a decent show. I was tuning in expecting to hate it, and the only reason I watched it was to do the bonus podcast. Because I threw this idea, I go, wouldn't it be cool to have like a bonus podcast and talk about the Oscars, about the show? And then I'm like, fuck, now I have to watch the Oscars.
Do you feel like you saw J-Lo's nipple?
No. And
just
I watched that again and again because everybody's like, oh, it was her nipple. And I'm like, I don't see it.
There was I definitely felt like there was like a little bit of shading.
Just a little
like,
on the outside, though.
When she was presenting, not on the red carpet, but when she was presenting, I definitely feel like I saw a little nipple areola.
I was hoping for like the full nipple. Like,
well, they wouldn't
someone
show
tells
that.
Me there's a nipple. Like, I want to see the whole thing.
Exactly.
You see Janet Jackson nipple.
No,
like,
that
full.
No, because it got popped. It was weird. I don't know. Did you not? Never mind.
The Janet Jackson nipple.
I'm thinking, and then also the whole little Kim thing on the MTV Movie Awards.
Where
Diana Ross.
Like that's what that reminds me of. I don't know.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, so that's
so creepy.
And I do love that. Once again, Sean Young got arrested after the Oscars.
She did. She tried to go to the governor's ball.
Oh, God, it broke my heart though when I saw on Huffington Post about it. There was a picture of her, and it just said "Blade Runner actress arrested." I was like, "Yep, she doesn't even warrant a name anymore. She used to be pretty big. She used to be a big deal.
Not since she dressed up as Catwoman.
Her last credit was Celebrity Rehab. That's all you really need to know.
Yeah.
And I love that she got the citizen's arrest. It wasn't even a real arrest to begin with. They pulled a citizen's arrest on her and held her until the cops showed up. So
I've always wanted to shout that at someone, by the way. Citizen's arrest! Citizen's arrest!
My cat
I'm
Zippy
so
just
excited.
Came out. So,
he came out.
He did. He came out. He joins the show every now and then. Nick,
yes.
You had another adventure with your car just recently. Nick has the weirdest luck. I'm going to use the word
don't
luck.
Don't say luck.
With his car. Your car was stolen for the second time.
Yes.
And this time you got it back a little bit quicker than last time?
Yeah, the first time it got stolen, I recovered it about a month and a half to 2 months later when the owner of a gas station called me and told me that my car was blocking his parking and that did I want it? Because if I didn't want it, he was going to, I don't know, sell it, do something.
Did I want it?
And I told him, yeah, I want my car. And he said,
that's
well,
like
you need
when
to...
you have fries left over, do you want those?
Oh, yeah. And he was like, well, you should pay me for parking because your car's been parked here. I'm like, I didn't park it there. A thief did because it's been stolen. And then he was like, you owe me like $200. And I was like, I'm going to call the cops and I'm going to get my car. So, yeah, creepiness. And then Friday night, I looked at my car at midnight, and it looked beautiful and pristine. Saturday morning, I went to go get my blood drawn, and I had been fasting for 12 hours, so I'm hungry.
Oh, no.
And so I walk cranky. Out, and I'm like, oh, my car's gone. Again. Fuck. And it's not, to be honest, the second time, you know, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice. definitely shame on me. Yeah. No club, no nothing on my car. Just, you know, locked doors.
You figured, what are the chances? Lightning striking twice.
I figured it was pretty good. Her car's been
then
broken.
Then shame on you.
Yeah, Mikaela's car's been broken into three times since we've lived in Midtown.
We play a game every morning. Like, we think it's so funny. Like, we walk out. Like, is my car broken into? Is his car still there? So I feel like when it happened and he called me, I was like, ah, oh, crap. Like,
you win.
I'm just beating the odds until it happened again.
But then, Saturday night at 11 o'clock, or 11:30, once Mikaela is stone drunk for
allegedly,
the Drunk versus High Improv
allegedly.
Show.
Sure.
It's not illegal for you to be drunk.
No, not at all.
I get a call from the police officer saying, hey, we found your car. Can you come and get it? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Because one, some people had been smoking stuff near me, and I was like, woo, if I smell like weed when the cop picks, when I come to get the car, is he not going to give me the car? And then I get there, and he's like, hey, really quick, before I give you the car, can you open up the trunk? I just need to make sure there's no dead bodies in there. It scared me so bad.
Well, I loved it too that you were like, when you get like anxious, you get like frantic and frenetic.
Oh, yeah.
And so you were backstage like freaking out before the show. Like, what do I do? I was like, just go get your car, without thinking of the fact that if you drove a car to get your car, you couldn't drive two cars back.
Yeah.
And that was really, you're like, I don't know what to do. Mikaela's drunk and on stage.
Yeah.
So I gave you my boyfriend.
Oh, he was a great help, though. He was super awesome.
I was so confused, though, because I was like, why is everyone leaving? Like, I didn't say anything yet. And then Mel just mimicked.
I mimed across the stage.
Car. I was like, oh, so weird.
The audience thoroughly confused at this point. They have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. No, yeah.
They're just like, what?
And then there was stuff in it.
Oh, yeah. I found a lady's paperwork for her court case and her insurance and oil change. And then there
for
was
your
also,
car?
No, for
no,
her
for
car.
Someone else's
that
would
have been nice.
Yeah.
So we now have her name, her phone number, her address, her license plate number. I found her on Facebook. I know where she works. There's like a lot of information that I have about this lady. And so I'm like, if you come back again, I know where you are.
Well, you're assuming she's the one that stole it. It might have been.
It's such
it might
random,
be her stolen paperwork
exactly.
And a stolen car.
But then who steals a Jiffy Lube receipt? Like, that's just a random.
An asshole.
Some people will grab every. You know, they may have grabbed everything out of her glove compartment and just left behind stuff they didn't want.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. Mm. Ha ha. She'll never know when to change her oil again. Ha ha.
Tears off the sticker in the corner of the window.
That's just mean.
That'll fuck with them. So. The good news is you got your car back less than 24 hours after it went missing. So.
And I purchased a club.
There you go.
Good for you.
The first time you got your car stolen, because you don't live that far from me, I did a little mini freak out. And although I have sort of secure parking where I live, I put the club on my car in the parking lot, which wasn't really necessary. And then I took the remote because I have gated parking. I took the remote, which was the smarter thing, for the gate out of my car.
Mm-hmm.
That way, even if somebody stole my car, they couldn't get out.
Yeah.
But I quickly stopped doing that because that was too much
bother. How funny would that be? Like, you steal the car and then you have to wait for somebody to come in before you can get out. Just waiting at the gate for someone to pull in.
You would wait a long time here because once everybody's in for the night, There's not a lot of traffic coming in and out of here. Talk about sports a little bit. And this is... this is the sensation that's sweeping the nation. It's Jeremy Lin.
Linsanity.
Well, there was a little bit of trouble, and we talked about this on the last show, I believe, about people trying to be too cute and use wordplay, and somebody at ESPN.com mobile got fired for using inappropriate language in a...
There was a chink in the armor.
Blatantly inappropriate. Yeah. It wasn't...
So
was it close?
So that happened, and that kind of prompted somebody to go, you know what? We really, really, really should do something about this.
I do love that we just lump anyone that's of Asian at all. They're all the same. Culturally, we don't care. We just make fun of them all the same. They all eat fortune cookies and take out Chinese food.
To be fair, Mel, they did this. The Asian American Journalists Association released guidelines on Jeremy Lin media coverage.
That's so handy.
They lumped themselves together, Mel. So they decided that to protect journalists from themselves, apparently, they wanted to put out sort of a style guide of things that you can and can't say. So the quote is, as an NBA player, Jeremy Lin's prowess on the court continues to attract international attention and grab headlines, and the AAJA would like to remind media outlets about relevance and context regarding coverage of race. In the past weeks, as more news outlets report on Lin, his game, and his story, the AAJA has noticed factual inaccuracies about Lin's background, as well as an alarming number of references that rely on stereotypes about Asians or Asian Americans. Among the, in quotes, danger zones identified by the AAJA, chink! It's pejorative. Do not use in a context involving an Asian person or someone who is Asian American. Extreme care is needed if using the well-trod phrase chink in the armor. Be mindful that the context does not involve Asia, Asians, or Asian Americans. So that was the first one. And the second one, this is the one that killed me. Me love you, Lin Tai. Yeah.
I feel like an asshole, that's hilarious.
Their advice... avoid. This is a lazy pun on the athlete. Okay, every fucking pun is lazy. That is what a pun is. It's lazy. On the athlete's name, it alludes to the broken English of a Hollywood caricature from the 1980s.
The Long Duck Dong.
No, it's like actually that. from Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, right, right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
me
love you long time.
Me love you long time.
Me love you long time. Which was
$5 sucky sucky. Oh, hey, I'm sorry. I'm just quoting the movie. That's not racist. I'm quoting a movie.
It's true. And then Two Live Crew brought it back in their hit song "Me So Horny."
Right. Yes, they did.
They sampled it.
I don't know.
It was a fantastic hit song.
Mm-hmm. Now, I love puns. I just love that this whole article is like, you're not even clever about it. Like, they're annoyed that it's just not good puns.
Well,
they just don't like the racist intoned puns.
No, he calls it lazy, though.
Yeah, I feel like they're just as upset that it's a late, like, they're like, come on, you could do better than that, guys.
Yeah, there was that. So the danger zones, I already went through one of them. The second one, driving. This is the part of the sport of basketball, but resist the temptation to refer to, quote, Asian who knows how to drive. Eye shape. This is irrelevant. Do not make such references if discussing Lin's vision. Food. Is there a compelling reason to draw a connection between Lin and fortune cookies, takeout boxes, or similar imagery? In the majority of news coverage, the answer will be no. Martial arts. You're writing about a basketball player. Don't conflate his skills with judo, karate, taekwondo, etc. Do not refer to Lin as grasshopper or similar names associated with martial arts. And then, because apparently he's been compared to Kobe Bryant, I don't know why, whose nickname is the Black Mamba, Yellow Mamba, the nickname that some have used for Lin plays off of Kobe Bryant's name. It should be avoided because Asian immigrants in the United States of the 19th and 20th centuries were subjected to discriminatory treatment resulting from the fear of a yellow peril that was touted in the media, which led to legislation such as the Chinese Exclusion Act. So... I just found it very interesting that they felt the need to put out a style guide.
Yeah, and I almost feel like if you just take out the do nots in that, you've just given people a style guide for exactly how to write about Jeremy Lin in the easiest way for journalists.
Yeah, and basically by the time the style guide came out, mm-hmm. the league sort of started to come out with him, and he's still a good player,
yeah.
But it's dying back down again,
yeah.
So... they didn't really need to put it
I'd
out.
Like you guys to come up with a bunch of sort of Jewish puns for me from here on out.
Okay.
Just work on it.
All right. I'll think about it.
Yeah, and don't do it on the cheap either. Mel wants something, you know, of high value.
Yeah, be smart.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a police officer, they used to call me G.I. Jew.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
not super clever.
No, well, to be fair, cops aren't necessarily, I'm sorry, police officers aren't necessarily known for their... intellectual acumen.
Yeah, I once edited a report that said that they had called a tow, T-O-E, truck.
That actually reminds me, I was watching Celebrity Apprentice, and they had a task to do a medieval times thing, and Lisa Lampanelli was working with Victoria Gotti, and Victoria Gotti was supposed to look up things so that they could get the verbiage right for medieval stuff, and they had all of the letterhead there for medieval times. And they go into the computer screen, and Victoria Gotti is Googling medieval, but she types MID-EVIL.
Awesome.
Medieval.
That's awesome.
Somewhere between good and really, really bad.
Not full
evil.
Just medieval.
High evil.
It's the Diet Coke of evil.
Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed, speaking of celebrity shows, that Donald Driver is going to be on Dancing with the Stars. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Green Bay Packers wide receiver, Donald Driver.
I forgot you like the Packers.
Well, he has a lovely smile. Just side note.
So why are you upset? I mean,
I don't know, because I just think Dancing with the Stars is cheesy and beneath those people.
Really? Because all-time leading rusher Emmitt Smith won Dancing with the Stars. All-time leading
receiver. And he did a very good job.
Jerry Rice got second.
Yeah, Jerry Rice was.
I just think it's,
Chris Jericho was on Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. Not a
Melissa Gilbert's going to be on the new season, too.
Mm-hmm.
I love her.
Maria Menounos.
Because it's almost your name.
Yeah.
Almost your name. A new trend sweeping across the internet, and I just found out about this, and it's kind of...
Is it porn?
No, porn is already swept across the internet.
Oh, right.
3D porn?
Interactive 3D porn.
It's girls, mostly teenage girls, but also in their early 20s, asking, am I ugly? Oh. I need to know, and posting it on YouTube for comments. And this is sort of the girl that was one of the... one of the first ones to sort of do it.
Now, didn't there used to be a thing where you'd rate people like years
ago?
Oh, yeah.
Hot or not. I think it's something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. This is a little bit different. Hot or not is just people who have really good bodies who want a little bit of ego stroking. Mm-hmm. This is girls with kind of low self-esteem.
Hey, everybody. I have a pretty basic question. I just want to know if I'm pretty. All my friends in school are always like, oh, you know, you're so pretty, like, blah, blah, blah. But I don't have a boyfriend, and boys don't like me. And I don't know, I just want to know. So leave a comment. You can be honest.
So pathetic and sad.
Am I pretty?
Sad.
Yeah, am I ugly?
She looks like Coraline, just on a side note.
It just breaks my heart.
Like,
you saw a different one. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, there's literally thousands of them.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And this was a cute girl. Not at all physically unattractive. Pretty face. And here are some of the comments, because don't encourage people to leave comments on the internet, because it's full of trolls and evil people.
Yeah.
So let me see if I can find a few of them. I mean, a lot of them are people being nice. Not being ugly on the inside is what you should be more concerned about. You're a pretty girl. Ask anyone which is more important, being pretty on the outside or on the inside. Looks only go so far. You know, that's great advice, but when you're at a certain age, that doesn't really mean a lot to a lot of people. I want to find some of the...
You're just begging to be a punching bag, though, when you put it on the internet like that.
Oh, yeah, and you ask a question like, am I ugly?
Yeah.
Well, and obviously,
I'd fuck you in the mouth.
Obviously, if she's doing this, she doesn't care about if she's pretty on the inside.
No.
Do I like it?
It's just hard, because I think with the internet and with how easy it is to post your ideas and thoughts online, it just makes it so much easier to just do something that you're really going
to
regret in
the
morning.
Don't you think you have to be pretty confident to even do that, though? You have to know you're not a troll.
No.
I don't want to know. I would never be able to do that, because I don't want to know. People will tell me the truth, and I don't want to know.
I think that deep down there's that part of her that really doesn't know, and she wants to find out, and she's like, the internet.
Yeah, people will be honest there because they can hide.
And
people
want to
hear that they're ugly, or are they just hoping that they'll hear that they're pretty?
They're hoping that they'll hear that they're pretty.
Yeah, I think it's girls that think they're pretty, and then other girls at school might be mean to them, be like, well, it's because they're jealous. Let me show them by having strangers tell me.
Because I don't think a troll would do it. I think a troll would know better. A troll doesn't want
to
know.
Oh, you're
referring to
troll as an ugly girl. Troll on the internet means somebody who just goes on and shit talks, which is what a lot of the people are who respond to her.
I mean an oogly girl.
Oh, okay.
That like,
sucks.
I would never do that, because I know. I mean, like, people would be like,
They would do sound effects in their comments.
Yeah.
There are a lot of her comments were removed, so she apparently went through and removed all the really hurtful ones.
The one we saw was like 4 million and like 80% were dislikes of the video, and I was like, that is a lot of people.
Well, I think a lot of people dislike those videos because they dislike the concept behind it, as opposed to the actual video itself.
How do 4 million people watch these videos?
They are really wasting time at work, mostly. That's really what I think it is. So that's that. It's just kind of a bummer of a thing. So if you know somebody who's like feeling down about themselves, please don't let them post a video of themselves on the internet.
Especially a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah, I really feel like 13-year-old girls shouldn't even have access to cameras.
Hey, pedophiles.
And I mean that in a nice way. I don't mean it in like a, you shouldn't be a filmmaker, 13-year-old girl. Just don't post your ideas online.
Or your naked body.
Yeah. Well, even 13-year-old boys. Yeah. Nobody at the age of 13 has a good thing to say.
No.
Except for how old was Anne Frank? But other than that, nobody.
Well, to be fair, she had a lot of time with her thoughts.
It's funny that you say that with cameras. I actually had a court case, and I can't go into a lot of details, but there was pictures. It was a sexual assault case where this girl claimed to have been sexually assaulted. However, on her like Facebook or MySpace page, there were pictures, and one of which was a picture of her naked, but from the back. And on her back, it said, enter here. And then there was an arrow down.
And those are
things they brought into court. She also apparently text messaged or whatever you do, photo message.
Sexted
a picture of her hoo-hoo to this guy she claimed had assaulted her. So the case wound up kind of going away. But, you know, it was awkward.
Yeah,
that's sort of like complaining that the bear. I don't want to blame the victim, but that's sort of like claiming the bear attacked you when you hung a piece of meat on your front porch. You don't
on your hoo hoo.
Yeah, you don't send pictures of your private parts to people if you don't want to get into that sort of relationship, because that's kind of what's going to happen. Silly kids. Speaking of silly people, this blew me away too. Apparently, there's another new trend that's coming along in surgery, and that is getting taller through surgery. And I could not believe this when I saw this. Let me see if
these two men want to be taller, and they're making it happen.
Before the surgery, when I was 4'11.5", people didn't take me seriously.
I realized that the world looked at me a certain way, that I didn't look at myself in that certain way. And you know, I wanted the way I felt about myself and the way
now the first guy, I'll give him a little bit of a pass. He's under 5 feet tall. I get that you want to be over 5 feet tall. It's kind of tough to be that short, although I don't know that I would go through what these guys are going through to do it. The second guy was 5'6" when he started.
Their legs lengthened.
There are people that have said, you know, just accept what God gave you, but everybody is trying to alter what God gave them. If kids have crooked teeth, they'll get braces.
But this isn't exactly like straightening your teeth.
That's horrible.
Do you hear that? The bone just broke.
If you break a bone, pull it apart very slowly, like a millimeter a day, the bone knows how to regenerate.
He uses the state-of-the-art telescopic implantable rod.
They are breaking their legs, getting a rod inserted into the bone, and it's then separated by like a millimeter a day. So basically you're being pulled apart.
I had a palate separator, and they did that to my face, and that was pretty painful, so I can imagine how much this hurts.
The pain will go away, but the height that you gain
the physical
will stay
therapy,
with you
they've got like a,
for the rest
like
of
a
your
neck
life.
Halo, except
Akash
it's on their
Shukla
leg.
Is now thrilled to be nearly 5 foot
if,
two.
If a guy but was explaining that with an English accent, it would sound like something from a torture movie.
Well, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So slowly, every day, I'm going to break your legs 1 millimeter at a time. Like, no.
I'll be 6'2 in 4 weeks. I'm still lengthening right now.
You're growing as we speak.
As we speak.
He actually traveled overseas for the surgery.
This dick was 5'6", and he got the leg lengthening so that he would be like 5'10". And then he's like, you know what? I want to be over 6 feet tall. So he went back and did it again.
I get it. I mean, we all decide what normal is, but, you know, who decides? Like, I see women that I think have perfectly normal breasts, and they want bigger and bigger. And, I mean, it's what you want to be happy with yourself. And if that's what he's willing to do, then,
okay,
yeah,
this guy's never going to be happy with himself. He is the girl with the basketballs sewn onto her chest, the ridiculous cartoon tits.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all crazy. People break their noses, put things in their chest, but I mean, I don't think this is any worse than what women do to themselves. People put fake calves in, fake butts in. I mean, I don't think this is any... To me, this doesn't seem any weirder or different. It's just all kind of crazy, but, you know, it's your prerogative and your money.
Yeah, I mean, just think about that for a moment. Just pulling your bones apart, just breaking them.
So I mean,
anything, like a nose job is just breaking someone's nose.
I have a jaw condition, and they said that in the repairing of my jaw would be a surgery, but the doctor said what we would do is when we go to fix your jaw to also fix the shape of your face. We'll basically cut a slice of bone out above your lip, so it will basically take a whole piece of your skull out, like a slice, and then bring your head back together, and that'll realign your jaw, and your face will be shorter and more proportionate. And I just thought, holy fuck, I'll look completely different.
Yeah.
But it's the same sort of thing. I mean, they'd be taking a whole slice of bone out of my skull.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, it's kind of terrifying. Yeah. I mean, Mikaela made a good point. We talked about this a little bit earlier, and she said, if you're going to add inches anywhere.
Yeah, wrong place, guys. Wrong place.
Well, I don't believe you can do it the other – well, maybe you can. I don't know.
Just put a, you know, put a rod in there and just turn it every day.
I think you can only add width.
I haven't done research into this or anything, but I have heard that you can add cadaver tissue and that you can also something like pull the muscle off so that it gives you an extra inch or two.
Give this a lot of thought.
Yeah, you can do that. You can separate that tendon.
Research, yeah.
Oh. That's
– But that can have problems, too.
It's for guys that have the micro penis, like the kind of almost in any penis. That they can have that procedure to make themselves feel a little bit more whole.
Or to fill the hole, so to speak.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be rough to just be, like, have nothing going on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be rough. I mean, I know girls that don't have big boobs or are flat-chested sometimes feel like they're less than or inadequate.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine what it would be like to be a dude with a penis so small that you would be like,
yeah, you get a career in comedy, you do improv, you know.
Enough about Brian Krall. Anyway.
Oh!
Brian, if you're listening, I didn't say that.
Me either.
I didn't say it either. It was clearly Nate Darling.
No, I did.
That was Nate Darling for anyone listening.
I'm not backing off of it. He talks about
his
penis.
He doesn't listen to this podcast, does he?
No, well, only when he was on. Only when he was here.
Maury talks about his enormous balls.
Yeah, I think that I don't know if it's a small penis thing with him or if it's just more a perspective.
Yeah, he talks about it so much, though. I've always, like, this sounds bad. I've always imagined it to be like two oranges and like a Vienna sausage, just the way he describes it. Like, that, I always want to keep that memory, that little. Mind memory.
Once again, Brian Crawley did not say that. This is Nick
Pettigrew. That was Mel Gilbert saying that.
Thankfully, I have a very deep, distinctive voice.
That was Mel Gilbert.
That is awesome. Anybody can draw, I would love a caricature of Brian Crawley with two oranges and a Vienna sausage.
Oh, wow.
Because that would be the best. That should go up in the lobby. That should go up in the lobby.
The disturbing thing is the Vienna sausages are so blunt on the end.
I know. They are delicious, though. I will say that.
Nick said that.
Yeah.
Nick wants to taste your Vienna sausage, Brian.
Mikaela won't let me eat Vienna sausages anymore.
I won't.
Why?
Because they come in a can. I just have a moral.
It's the food of people that don't have actual homes.
We used to actually use them to train police dogs.
Yeah, nice. You see?
If it's good enough for a police dog.
Yeah, my grandma used to feed me dog jerky.
Mmm, dog jerky.
Jerky made from dogs or jerky for dogs?
Jerky made. Jerky made for dogs. Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
How many people here have seen the movie Anchorman? Everybody seen Anchorman?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, recently in Jacksonville, they decided to reenact the fight scene from Anchorman, sort of, but in more of a dodgeball sort of way.
Jacksonville. It's the kind of news market Ron Burgundy would love, with its sandy beaches, lovely ladies.
And this is Bill Curtis, who is the voiceover guy in the movie Anchorman.
You've decided to participate in a dodgeball fight against your fellow Jacksonville journalists. I think that's great. I mean, as Ron Burgundy once said, let's not be co-workers, let's be co-people. But unlike Ron, who immediately regretted jumping into the bear pit at the San Diego Zoo, I have a feeling you will enjoy yourselves today since you are raising money for a good cause. And let's face it, this is a battle between what's been brewing for years. It's sure to be a confrontation so epic, so brutal, tridents will be thrown and arms may just get lopped right off. And so, while you may not be five-time Emmy winners like Ron Burgundy, I still wish you all well, because you are fighting in the spirit of Anchorman. So please go have some scotchy scotch and play well. But most important, stay classy, Jacksonville.
So they did this. They did this whole thing. And the news that came out afterward is most of the broadcasters in Jacksonville didn't bother to show up. It was mostly newspaper people. So they went through this whole thing to make it sound like a big deal, and it was for charity, and the TV people stayed home. They didn't want to. But it was kind of interesting because they had awards for this dodgeball thing, and it was a fake trident like Brick Tamblyn threw in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So they went with the whole theme, but I think the TV people in Jacksonville were like, nah, okay, that's enough of that.
I think they made the classic mistake of mixing up Vince Vaughn movies, though,
too. Yeah. It was very confusing. Like, why are they playing dodgeball? And it's not a street fight if they're playing dodgeball. There's
I don't think you could really sanction a street fight for fundraising, though.
Dodge, dodge.
Don't do the Anchorman tie-in. Like, it just doesn't, it didn't make sense to me.
It was a half-thought-out idea is really kind of what it ended up being, and I think a lot of people just came to the realization that this is stupid.
Yeah.
And they stayed home.
So yeah.
That was kind of their thing.
Although a fight to the death would have been great.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Brick killed a guy. Yeah. hey, you mentioned Anne Frank earlier. Did you know she was baptized posthumously by Mormons?
No, I did not.
And not just once. It's happened multiple times.
Mel is so mad about it.
I don't. Mel, let me go through a little bit here. Mel has some things to say. They did it. They ceremoniously baptized Anne Frank. They didn't actually dig her up to do it, to be fair. It's a proxy baptism where somebody else stands in for the deceased. It was done on February 18th.
It's cheating.
Yeah.
So
it's sneaky and it's cheating.
Yes, and Simon Wiesenthal is not happy about it. Not only because they baptized Anne Frank, they apparently did it to his parents as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's going on. I don't know why the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is going through and baptizing dead Jews.
They just want to add to their numbers, those sneaky Mormons.
No, I mean, if we think about it from an optimistic perspective, it's because they honestly believe that the only people who will get into the kingdom of heaven are Mormons.
So they're going to force everyone to be one?
No.
For their own good?
They even say, though, that
the Inquisition.
They say that somebody who is baptized by proxy can choose to accept
the nice
or reject
thing is you can refuse
heaven.
No, get away from me.
It's all just like what happens in the ethereal realm that may or may not be.
I have nothing against Mormons, but I find this particular practice pushy and obnoxious and kind of presumptuous.
And that's what Jews do.
Yeah, and my
because we don't even proselytize. We don't go out and seek people. We don't convert mm-hmm. people. You want to be Jewish? Be Jewish. You don't.
You know, yeah. Who should be mad are people that lived as Mormons their whole life and died and did the whole like having to give up stuff and all the rules. And they're like, wait, we could have done whatever we wanted.
And then after I'm dead, you just make me one. And I could have eaten coffee and chocolate and
soda.
Eaten coffee, yeah.
Eaten coffee.
And we're different
and not had
underwear.
Sex through a sheet. I could have had fun.
Now, some of that stuff is stereotyping. I knew.
I knew a Mormon.
No, I had a Mormon roommate for a year. And he was, God, he was a nice guy. He did just drink gallons of milk. Like that was his thing.
Sure.
And he kept a note up above his bedroom bed that said, don't do it. You're going on a mission. And I was like, what's that about? And he was like, it's to remind myself to keep myself pure before my mission. And I was like, what's that? Oh, yeah, no masturbating, right. Which is somehow creepier than walking in on him masturbating as a note telling himself not to do it. Like he's some kind of deviant that would just start doing it at a moment's notice.
Well, and what age was this?
19.
Oh, yeah, you at a moment's notice. I don't
think... Oh, yeah, no. He walked in on me so many times, like, with a quick, like, pull the keyboard over, like, I thought you were at church. Hey. All right.
You pulled the keyboard over your cock?
Is yeah, because it was like it had the pull-out, you know, little thingy for your keyboard, so you'd be like, huh, hey, what's, wasn't masturbating.
I just think to do that to somebody basically against their will, to wait for them to die and then force them to be Mormon.
Well, it's not that they're waiting. They're not waiting for them to die. It's just somebody after the fact. Yeah. Somebody after the fact says, oh, man,
you know
I feel so bad for Anne Frank. I want her to be in heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's one of the chosen people. She's doing just fine. They can fuck off.
I know. Well, I know.
Mel, it's sort of like this. If you pick up somebody alongside the road who's been stabbed and bring them to the hospital, it's not like you were waiting for them to get stabbed alongside the road. You just happened along and went, oh, you need help to get to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. It's nothing like that, Nate.
It's
maybe well, not, but still.
It's just one person saying, like, you can't get into my sky place, so I'll let you in. But you have your own sky place that you could go to, apparently. Like, it's all bullshit. It's all just metaphor. It doesn't matter. There is no heaven. I mean,
I like that explanation a lot. Yeah, you can come to my sky place anytime.
There's that. All right. So now it's time for the original segment on our show. It's time for...
Cool.
Hey.
Till.
Whoa. It's sponsored this week by Huge Entertainment.
H-U-G.
If you've got an event, maybe a wedding or a bar mitzvah or maybe you just want to do some karaoke or some shit like that. The folks at Huge Entertainment can help you out. Hit up their link on NateDarlingShow.com. All right, first off in Cooler Tool this week, taller living through surgery. Mel, would you like to start us off? Being taller through surgery, Cooler Tool.
I don't think it's tool. I think it's cool. I'm fine with it. I think if you want to alter yourself and you have the money, God bless you. I mean, you want to have bigger boobs, you want to have straighter teeth, you want to have blonde hair, you want to have a different nose, you want to have longer legs, go for it.
Nick, what do you think?
I also say cool, surprisingly. I feel like there should be more freaks in the world, so people should be allowed to freak themselves up.
Okay. Mikhail?
Yeah, I don't think they're tools, but I don't really want to say they're cool either. I feel just sad for them. Is sad an option?
No, it is not. It's cool or tool.
You sad, must commit. Cool. Sad, cool.
Sad, cool.
I'm only going to go. I'm going to go tool only because of the guy who was 5'6 to start with. The guy that was under 5 feet,
yeah.
I can kind of see where he's coming from. The dude who is 5'6 who now wants to be over 6 feet tall, that guy's a tool.
No, see, I look at B cups like
that.
That
are like 7 feet tall to do it. That way we can get like 7, 6, 8 feet, 9 feet tall.
bigger, yeah. Stronger, faster. All right, up next in Cooler Tool, the Anchorman fight in Jacksonville. Let's go around the table. Mel, the Anchorman fight, cool or tool?
I don't know.
You know, I don't know anything about the movie. It was, you said it was for charity, so
yeah, they
I
did
guess
for charity.
I guess the idea was good. There wasn't really a fight, so it was sort of an epic fail of something good for charity. So I want to say tool because they failed so badly, but I guess I'm going to go cool because they tried to do something good for charity and related to a movie that I think people liked, even though I didn't see it, and I think, and I'm going to get in so much trouble for saying that, but I think Will Ferrell is an idiot.
No, hey now.
Paul says he's one of the most important actors
words.
Of our time.
I think Paul, was Paul somewhere in contact with somebody during Drunk or High?
Oh, he was with me. I'm sorry, he was with me.
Because saying that Will Ferrell is one of the most important actors of our time is something that you would say if you were really, really big.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't
say
most
important. He says it all the time.
Ah, then he's baked all the time. Nick, cool or tool?
I would say that all of the journalists who didn't attend were tools because it's for charity, you assholes.
Tool. They're just stupid.
Come closer to the mic.
Yeah,
you're
dumb.
You.
They were so dumb. I just felt so poorly planned. Tool.
Yeah, the poor planning is kind of toolish, but it was for charity. But because they didn't think out their metaphors and their references
yeah.
ahead of time, it was a tool move. If you're going to do something for charity, give it the effort that it deserves. And I think I know Mel's answer for the last one: posthumous Mormon baptisms.
Offensively tool.
Okay, Dick.
Their hearts are in the. I want to believe. I want to believe that their hearts are in the right place, but they're tools. No. They're definitely
you
still
in your
tools,
beanbag.
But they're tools that just need to like talk to people. And, like, understand why it's bad.
Before they start making decisions for them?
Yeah. Although they can't talk to Anne Frank. She's dead.
No, she is dead now.
Yeah. But now she's going to be with all the Mormons.
It's hard to argue with that logic.
They took her out of the heaven attic, so now she can... Okay. Tool. Of course, tool.
Did you just say the heaven attic?
Yes.
That's just wrong.
Heaven attic.
You can tell she writes stand-up.
She can speak now.
She can be as loud as she wants.
She can be as loud as she wants.
Yeah, it's a tool move. I'm sorry. You can't just go around baptizing people without them knowing it, whether they're dead or alive. I mean, it's a tool move. They did that.
I'm going to start posthumously marrying people.
Although, it is why they have one of the most extensive genealogy databases in the world.
They are good at record keeping. But you know who else was good at record keeping?
The
Nazis. Yeah. That's right. I went there. That's right. They have something in common.
Speaking of the Nazis.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yes, right. Mel? I know where you're going.
Do you? Did you see the pictures that were online today?
Yeah.
And the picture where Hitler had Joseph Goebbels taken out of a picture because they had a fight. So there was the before and the after picture. And the after picture was just Hitler and his friends, but no Joseph Goebbels.
Oh, my God. They were so lucky they didn't have Photoshop then. Hitler would have taken everybody out.
All right.
I think he did take everyone out.
And then he took himself out.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Where did you think I was going?
I thought you were going with the little mini Occupy / South Africa project
yesterday.
Riot that broke out yesterday where the cops had to restrain people. And it's such a BS thing because the SACB was like, one officer was injured tackling somebody. Kind of injured yourself there, buddy.
And he was a CHP bike cop. And when I say
he looked so sad in the picture, too.
When I say bike cop, I don't mean he was a motorcycle officer. I mean he rode a bicycle.
Yeah.
They loaded him in the ambulance. He had a big smile and his bicycle helmet.
Also, I watched the video where he tackled the guy.
Yeah.
And you see the guy clearly slow up and go like, hey, whoa, what's going on? And the guy's still like, I'm going to tackle you. Wham. You fucked yourself up. Like, there's no excuse.
Yeah, sometimes that happens around here. You know, every now and then cops get a little bit over rambunctious. And then things like that happen.
Oh my God, if you could sync that up to the video on YouTube of the ride. So great.
The best thing is normally I play this when Mel's talking about her Ohio police stories.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
She's thrilled that I have a use for it somewhere else. Anyway, the news that's out today, I just heard about this, so this wasn't in the show prep. There is a new candidate for U.S. Senate in the state of Virginia. It is a cat.
What?
Yes.
Let's move to Virginia.
Meet the cat who is running for Senate.
America is the greatest land of all. A land where all people can live free, can learn, can work, and can rise up to unlimited opportunities for themselves and their families. We need a politician who embodies these ideals and will work to make sure America stays the greatest land of all. Vote Hank for U.S. Senate.
And it's a 9-year-old tiger cat named Hank, and at the end he starts cleaning his paw.
He's really cute.
I wish I could see him.
All right, I know nothing about this, so please, it's a joke, right? This isn't a real thing.
Well, that's a real campaign ad. Now, obviously, you can't. According to his website, Hank isn't running as a Democrat or Republican, but rather a uniting friend to all Americans.
He's running as a cat.
Yeah. he is. And the Senate candidate writes, well, allegedly, to make our homes and our future a better and brighter place, we don't need to start at the top. We need to start right here with ourselves.
Because this town is a litter box.
If you improve the living condition of a single home, it has a ripple effect throughout the street. Improve the street, it ripples to the neighborhood. This is trickle-down goodness. Improve the neighborhood, it ripples to the county. Improve the blah, 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 blah.
So you pay it forward.
Yeah, essentially, that's the cat's stance on it.
I feel like he's a Republican. Oh, everybody.
Or a Demio cat rat. I tried so hard.
Oh, God.
All right. So we had a little technical edit there.
It's because Mikhail's laughter was just crashed the computer.
Well, it's weird. It's weird. The computer, it just freaks me out because it says it stopped recording. And this has happened like 3 times in a row. And I look over and it's not doing anything. And I don't dare keep going, even though every time it's actually been recording. So I stop and then we pick it up in the middle. So it's the only time we actually edit the show is when my computer freaks me out. So, yes, the cat...
I didn't like our puns.
The cat, well...
They were lazy.
Okay, I just said it would be the independent party, because if anyone has had a cat, you know they're independent.
That's a fair point.
Thank you.
All right, now... Mel.
It wasn't a pun.
It was not.
Can you... Never mind. I was going to ask a question. You were going to make fun of me, so I'll just...
No, ask it.
No, ask it. You have to ask it now.
There's no stupid questions.
Yeah.
Yes, there is. Ask the question.
Come on.
I'm shy.
Don't be shy.
Come on, Mel.
How do you get elected into the Senate? Senators get elected.
Yeah.
Who votes for senators? We do. Can you write in a cat?
I believe. Yeah.
Can you do a write-in vote? So the cat could technically win. And then what happens to that Senate seat?
I feel like at some point somebody said, hey, we need to write a law that says
humans only.
Well, there are requirements to holding any sort of office.
Between age and
personhood. And
citizen.
Yeah. Cats can't be 45 years old.
Or citizens.
Yeah, and cat years doesn't count. And they do have to be citizens and all that stuff. So.
Yeah.
Okay. That was me having a drink of my beer. Moving on with the show. Mm-hmm. Everybody here has a workplace.
Tragically.
Sadly. I like mine for any of my coworkers who are listening.
Are there any openings?
There might be.
I can feel your openings. Oh. Hey, tonight.
I feel dirty. I'm shy again.
What? So, now, are you frequently annoyed by your coworkers?
Yes.
Yes.
Some of them.
Well, you're not alone because apparently Yahoo Shine partnered with Fitness Magazine to survey over 2,000 women and men. What the fuck Fitness Magazine is doing on this survey, I have no idea. Apparently everybody's fit enough, so they've moved on. So it's apparently stress and related stuff like that. So mm-hmm. Women are most likely to be annoyed when another one steals credit for their ideas. This peeve is number one on the list for 41% of all women and 36% of men. Perhaps because younger employees are less likely to speak up for themselves on the job, 44% of 18 to 34-year-olds, both men and women, says it really ticks them off. So,
I don't have that problem. I'm aggressive and a big mouth, and I'm not supervised, and I'm pretty much the only person that does my job where I work, so... No one steals my ideas, and I don't have any ideas, it works out.
That happened to me recently, actually. It was really frustrating. But then you have to keep working with them, so what do you say? Kind of awkward position that you're put in.
Yeah, you pull them aside and threaten to punch them in the groin.
Oh, no, you see, I do the opposite. I let people take credit for my work all the time.
But you just do shittier work.
Yeah, if I stay under the radar... Then they don't care. Like, you don't have to do as much work because you're under the radar.
Okay. And
you're smart.
Yeah. It's more time for me to watch cat videos.
It's a strategy for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Another common complaint, not surprisingly, because of the lack of privacy in most workplaces, about a third of workers are irked by hearing a colleague's loud personal telephone conversations.
Mm-hmm. My work moved into a new office space, and now I have a nice office, and I can close the door, and I'm pretty isolated. But before, they had me in a storage closet.
have you seen Mel's stapler?
Yeah, it was exactly like that. And the break room, and I say that in air quotes because it was just a table with a toaster and a bunch of crap and sugar packets on it, was right outside my closet. And so people would just gather outside my freaking office all goddamn day to drink coffee and eat snacks, and I was in a closet. There was nowhere to go. I had a desk in front of me and a desk behind me, and all I could do was spin my chair around or face the door to leave.
That is awful. That is a Sophie's choice right there.
Yeah, I have a cubicle far away from everyone else in my office, but next to the refrigerator. But I will go days without seeing my bosses. Like, I swear to God, sometimes they say hi, and it's like they're surprised that I work there. They're like, oh, hey, Nick.
You're still here?
Hey!
That's crazy.
What are you doing these days?
Yeah, I have a large office, and I just close the door, and people won't see me for days. Oh, unless I have to walk out to go to court or something, I could sit in my office for days. And I have a window now, too. It's pretty awesome.
Stop bragging.
I know, I'm pretty lucky.
I talk to my coworkers all the time. I'm, going around, seeing how people are doing, facilitating stuff, getting done.
It must be nice to be social.
It is nice to be social. It makes the workplace more fun for everybody.
I don't like it. I don't like to be social. I just like to be left alone. The new trend in my office is all the women, besides me apparently, sit in the break room and do I don't know. It's like a bunch of hens when I go in there. Like, I think it's ridiculous. They're talking about brunching and shopping and babies, and I'm just like, ugh. So I run in and heat up my lunch and I leave.
We gotta stop the madness.
Babies.
It's just brunching. Awkward.
Oh.
Yes, I love brunching, but I don't want to sit around with a bunch of middle-aged women and talk about it.
Talk about babies and nipples and baby nipples and leaking and stuff.
I once sat through a half an hour conversation of my coworkers talking about a mystery flavor of Doritos and what it could be.
Ooh.
I wanted to kill myself. It was the most painful thing.
I used to get tutored for chemistry by a guy who that was his job. was developing and then figuring out how to make the Doritos taste the way they did.
Ah.
That's kind of...
He was a chemist.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Now the third most annoying behavior at work is apparently lunchroom behavior and not, you know, being social and talking amongst each other, Mel.
Eating people's lunches?
It is eating people's lunches. And if you're thinking of eating that onion pizza or garlicky meatball sub on the job, perhaps you should save it for the weekend. It will seriously gross out 13% of your male and 12% of your female colleagues. I was a little bit surprised by that guys would be more grossed out by terrible breath than women. Apparently, women are just getting used to guys having terrible breath.
I was told to please stop bringing broccoli to work because I was steaming broccoli and people said it smelled yucky.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, that's bad.
The thing I get annoyed with is people that bring in, like, fish and seaweed-based things that they reheat, and that smell fucking lingers.
Yeah, and people who burn their microwave popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Or my office, people have socks filled with rice that they will heat up in the microwave.
What?
For their backs or their shoulders.
Awful.
It smells like a baby's asshole.
Do you do a lot of sniffing of baby assholes?
Tons.
Okay.
Tons. It's part of my job.
Department of Baby Assholes.
I actually have one of those things that I used it once and I couldn't stand using it because of the smell.
Yeah,
so
no,
I know
awful.
Exactly what you mean. Yeah, it's nasty.
It feels so good, though.
Microwaves at work. It's a terrible thing. All right. Well, we've been doing this for almost an hour now. It's flown right by.
Oh, can I tell a quick lunchroom story?
Absolutely, Mel.
So in my lunchroom, we have sort of this unspoken policy that I've always thought we had, at least, where if you left something like a bag of chips out and open, that meant it was for everybody to eat.
Oh, yeah.
So, and it's been that way for years. Well, and we used to have a coffee maker, but we don't have a coffee maker anymore, so there's no coffee. Oh my God, the lady's listening. I'm just so embarrassed because I've never confessed this to anybody before. But one day I went in and there was like a bag of coffee, and I was like, oh, somebody must want to get rid of this because they're leaving it out in the public area, which is what we do. Mm-hmm. And there were coffee filters, and I'm like, oh, I could totally use this at home. So I took the coffee and the filters home, and the next day I realized that somebody was making coffee in their own office every day, and I had stolen their coffee and filters. And I was too embarrassed, so I didn't bring it back, and I just used it.
Oh, wow.
So if you're listening, I owe you.
I totally took the coffee that when we did the Facebook show at Sac State, and they had the room with all the stuff in it, and they had an entire bag of Starbucks that nobody drank, and I totally put in my purse.
It was like a green room, and they gave us way more stuff than
we
did.
Yeah, and Nick was like, don't take it. So I just didn't tell them that I took it till we got home.
Oh, that's very nice of you trying to be the conscience of the couple.
Yeah, I try. Sometimes.
No, he just doesn't want to get caught. No,
yeah, that's mostly
he's just
what
the chicken of the couple.
I'm a chicken.
All right. Well, at the end of the show, and we're reaching that point.
No, I don't want to go.
No. So we don't want to go too long. We want to leave room for the imagination. We don't want Larry to get jealous, really, is the thing. We'll have Larry's Daytona stories next week, by the way. I'm sure those will be fantastic because he apparently saw Mitt Romney and...
Santorum?
No, it was Mitt Romney.
It was a woman.
Jane Lynch.
Jane Lynch. Oh.
He's like, I saw Mitt Romney and Jane Lynch, and I'm like, together?
That's so weird. Because
that would be the strangest couple ever.
Yeah.
To be in the same place. But
one is a lesbian, the other hates gays.
It's a sitcom.
Yeah.
It is. He would baptize Anne Frank if he could. It's time for Small Town News. It's sponsored by, you know what it's sponsored by? It's sponsored by Critical Hit, a geek comedy show.
What?
Coming up Friday, March 9th at 9 p.m. at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. See? There. That's your pay.
I appreciate that.
Can I just say, I love the Critical Hit show so much. It makes me happy every single time I go.
Well,
I'm hoping
goal.
To. I try to go every time unless I'm out of town. It's just everything about it is goodness.
Yeah, it's fun. I tried to make it a celebration of things, not like... There's a lot of snarky geeks, and I try to make it fun and, like, fun geeky stuff.
And for the record, did I not show that I have a little bit of geek in me this last week in our show at ACL? Because I pulled out the...
Oh, my God. The
so
best
fun.
Klingon sex scene ever.
Thank you.
Wow. I'm almost sad I missed that. I had to come home after the show.
Mm. I had hot Klingon sex on stage.
Okay. Wow. That's what you're...
There will be no Klingon sex on stage.
No.
Yeah, if you're in Sacramento, you should come and check out the improv at the Sacramento Comedy Spot, or the stand up, or the Critical Hit show coming up on March 9th at 9 p.m.
9 p.m. Tickets are $10.
There you go. Good times. Hey, Small Town News, Mel. Do you want to sing a little bit?
Small town news, small town news. Everybody loves the small town news. He doesn't let me sing that anymore, and I made it up. Yeah. I wrote that. That's an original number.
It's
wow,
really good.
It's clever. Yeah.
Small town news, small town news. Everybody loves the small town news.
Well, I like having a little John Mellencamp, too.
Yeah.
He's okay, too. Well, not as good as my song, but okay.
That's true.
The cougar.
This comes from my section of the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont. In Westmore, Vermont, the headline, truck pulled from Willoughby Lake. It took brains, brawn, and Yankee ingenuity to pull a submerged pickup from the ice on Lake Willoughby Monday.
I know they mean Yankee like Yankees, but it sounds like they're jerking on it. Yankee. Mm. It was very Yankee. It was tuggy and Yankee.
Vermont State Police said the truck was being operated by Douglas Mott, 36, of Newport at 12:10 a.m. on Sunday. Yeah, he was out on the lake at 12:10 a.m. when it fell through a weak spot in the ice several feet out from Route 5A fishing access. Mott was later cited by police for drunken driving and is scheduled to answer the charge in Orleans Superior Court on March 6th. He got a drunk driving on the ice ticket, which is the best. So his red Ford Ranger XLT remains stuck Monday morning, so it's 2 days later, with all but its hood and cab sticking out of the ice until several members of the Westmore Fire and Rescue showed up with pickup trucks, chains, a jack,
an old rubber. Why not just leave it there?
The environment, Mel?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
Jesus.
I mean, till it thaws, not forever.
No, well, just let it sit there for the next 4 months leaching into the lake.
Leaching and what? It's
all the
seats?
Fluids. The gasoline, oil, antifreeze.
Oh, that stuff's not secure?
No.
No.
No, it's not.
Not when it's submerged in the
freeze?
Lake.
Yeah. So it was like a little oil ice cube.
Anyway, all of that stuff and an old rubber tire to pull it out. The recovery operation came in two parts. Now, the first...
The Yankee part?
...involved a homemade winch system secured at one end through holes that were drilled in the ice. The other ends were connected to a tire jack on one chain and a come-along winch on the other, which, if you don't know what it is, it's a cable pulley system with a handle, so you make things come along by pulling. So that's what they're called.
Come along. Winch.
Both were then attached to the submerged trucks. This is all in the article. Tension on the chains
for
were
Nick
then...
For Nick to come along with Michaela's vagina.
Oh, really?
It's all come along.
Wow.
How dare you?
I think that's for what you said at the beginning of the show. Anyway. So I'll skip through to the end. The car tire, which was the most interesting part, was connected to the truck by another chain. There's a lot of chains going on here. Mm-hmm. It was like the Folsom Street Fair on ice.
I love that they feel the need
so
to write
detail.
These articles.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it's small town news.
It's awesome.
It's like someone's telling their friend at the bar later, so first we tried this, and then we did this. Nobody cares.
Weeks ago, we had an article that was just dogs sitting in a car.
Yeah, it was really more of a picture of a dog sitting in a car at a bank. So anyway, had the truck sunk all the way through the ice, it would have ended up under an estimated 170 feet of water. So that's why they pulled out and stayed there till spring.
Dun, dun, dun.
See, that happened last year when a Ford pickup sank through the Lake Willoughby ice near the same fishing access. Now, for safety reasons, that truck stayed underwater until after the ice melted in the spring. Divers in June, from January to June, were then able to use underwater flotation devices to lift it off the lake floor so it could be towed to shore.
At least these people are buying American, though. I think that's the one thing we should take away from this.
Yeah, it's...
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, so
well,
that's,
at least the alcoholics are.
Yeah.
That's small town news for this week. And that's the whole point of small town news. It's not really news. It's small town news. So that's what...
not every story can be somebody getting beaten with an oven door.
It can be, and to be
what?
Yeah,
that was one of my favorites.
We have had people who were assaulted with an oven door.
Mm-hmm.
Was one of them. There were the lady
Endor, and I thought it was some. I got so excited.
Someone beaten on Endor.
I was like, what?
The fourth Ewok related mugging of the week.
We already lost one, you guys.
There was the couple of guys that got into a fight in their apartment, and one tried to shoot the other one with a BB gun, and it went out the window and hit the windows across the street.
And they were growing weed, as I recall.
I remember that one.
Yeah, there was a lot of that going on. So anyway,
when there was the drunk Zamboni driver.
The drunk Zamboni driver.
I like that
driver.
One, too.
So that's small town us. Now, to be fair, there's plenty of other stuff going on there. There's drug deals and beatings and stuff like that, but that's kind of depressing. And with small town news, we try and bring a little levity to the show at the end.
Oh, and as a last thought, I'd like to say a thank you to Dan Scott, the creator of Beer Week, because I went to the Beer Week event this past week, and it was super fun, and he made an amazing event, and he gave us comp tickets. So thank you, Beer Man. You are the bomb.
Because you gave Mel something free. Her Jewish side appreciates that.
It's true, because I don't drink beer enough to spend $40 to go in and drink it. But for free, I'll drink beer.
And the show this week brought to you by our t-shirt shop at Zazzle.com/Nate Darling Show. Thank you, Nick, for sitting in on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michaela, for sitting in with us as well.
Thank you.
Why'd you get all shy?
Yeah, I'm like...
Thank you for having me.
Sexy voice.
Mel, thank you for coming in again.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, Larry, thanks for coming back next week. We'll see you then. Until then, everybody have a great week. Enjoy the Jackson 5.
Bye.
Bye.